Ryan Ryder here from Main Event Radio. I'm joined by the legendary 8-time world heavyweight champion, one of the toughest men to ever wrestle, Harley Race. Hello.
Hey, bud, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you very much. How's your health doing these days?
Health-wise, doing halfway decent. The getting around part is starting to catch up with me.
Keeping tabs on the industry today. What are your thoughts on the business as it runs in 2016?
The business itself, it's pretty close to what it used to be. It's, you know, there's not near as many
competition.
Not near as many areas of wrestling as there used to be. That's for sure. But we're still keeping it alive. Still going, still there, so I guess that's a good thing, huh?
Yes, and if you grew up in the current generation, do you see yourself having entered the business? If you grew up today?
The only thing that I have ever done in my life as far as work, to make a living, or to please myself and other people is wrestling, and I cannot see myself ever doing anything else.
The WWE Network brings your wrestling days to a whole new audience. People can look you up and watch your matches for decades to come. How does that make you feel?
Well, I guess being able to put me out there, keep me alive. How much better could you ask for it?
Looking back at your career, 1973, becoming world champion, defeating Dory Funk Jr. Was there any fear at the time that Dory would refuse to lose?
I at that point in time, I wouldn't give a damn one way or the other.
But was there any trouble at the time?
No,
Okay, and how much of an influence did the Funks have on you?
The Funks were a part of my life that I would not wanted to not been able to have. It was just a portion that there were two of them, and back and forth with them. It was me. It was great.
Any memories to share of the late Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream?
Dusty, in his point in time, was probably as good could be as far as being able to go out in the ring and entertain the people to the point of what he wanted.
Any favorite memory of working with Dusty?
Not just one per se. The year in time that he was available to wrestle, and so was I, was about the better part of my wrestling career, and his too.
A Flair for the Gold was one of the greatest stories ever told in professional wrestling. At that time, did you know that Ric Flair would have become as big a star as he did and the longevity that he had? Could you have predicted that?
Well, Ric Flair had the talent. He also had the ability to be able to talk his way into just about anything and then get out there in the ring and be able to carry that along with
him. Mm-hmm. Who do you consider to be the toughest wrestler you ever faced?
Toughest what?
Wrestler that you ever faced in the ring. Aside from yourself.
Oh, there were several. Back at the beginning here, when you got as far up as Luthez, you hit the top of the line.
Yeah, he was the ultimate hooker, as they called him.
Yeah, Lou was very, very good. Well, one more thing on what we were talking about there. as good as Lou was, I was better.
Well, you learn from the best, and then you improve upon it.
That's right.
Yeah. You body slammed Andre the Giant years before Hulk Hogan did it. What was it like working with Andre?
Andre was, for his size and his character, and was as good could be at that point in time. He was just a great, huge guy.
How do you feel the world champions of today compared to those of your day?
Well, I would imagine if I was that world champion, I would think it would be absolutely great. But the difference was, when I was world champion, I was working for a ton more promotions and different promoters, different ways of putting wrestling matches together, and talent that you were working with, versus today, it's an everyday type of thing. You know, you're working with the same people, and it's like an everyday occurrence.
Mm-hmm. So it's changed in that facet, but wrestling itself, you feel, has not changed that much.
Kind of depends on what kind of respect you're talking about, the change level and different, you know, difference in that effect. But
what do you feel have been the biggest changes?
Biggest changes now is there's one promotion, and it's worldwide.
Mm-hmm. And you were around through that transition from the territory era to the dominance of one man and one territory, and going through that time period must have been very tough.
Well, it was well worth the position of being able to do it in a worldwide level. To me, I think was the greatest thing that could have ever happened to me, was to be able to be called World's Heavyweight Champion, and then be able to take that belt and go on virtually a worldwide basis and defend it. About the only two places you couldn't go was Red China and Russia.
And you feel that can ever happen again? Can the future ever take from the past and the territories come back one day? Or do you think it'll be the national landscape that it is permanently?
I think it's stuck right where it's going to be. There's going to be different little promotions around, like myself here, where I'm at right now. I run whatever area I want to run around here, and they know I'm going to do it, and they don't try to put a stop to it. Matter of fact, they help it along.
The WLW.
Yep.
Nice. And do you have any? Are there any young talents today that you watch on the WWE that you would say you're a fan of, or that you're fond of watching?
I watch it, and in my own head, I kind of would have corrected different things when I saw the kid when he come back. But overall, it's going pretty decent.
Which talents do you enjoy watching?
Oh hell, there's a whole bunch of them. What's out there now is all in pretty good frame as far as ability and when they get in the ring. So it's decent crowd no matter how you look at it.
What advice would you give to young wrestlers entering the business today?
Get themselves ready to be able to go wherever they have to go throughout the freedom part of the world that they're available, or I mean that they can go to, because that's what it's coming down to now, is being able to travel anywhere on earth that you can get in and out of the country without fear of losing your life.
Harley Race, 8-time World Heavyweight Champion, it's a pleasure to speak with you.
You're quite welcome, my friend, and I appreciate being able to do it.
We wish you great health and great success for many years to come.